Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Inspiring lives with God's word in song and in word. That is Ambani Ramaru and the title of the song Night and Day. You're listening to Radio Pulpit. Yeah, you are on www.radiopulpit.co.za. We are live on the DSTV audio channel 882. We are also on OpenView 607. And yeah, my family, we are on 657 a.m. And yeah, it is just for you with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Yanni Belsa with Perspective. And afterwards, at 12 o'clock, you have Luko Mkwedi Puti with you on Heart to Heart. And she goes, tot drie ir, Germany, Johan El says hello to you on Something Else. But right now, with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, right here, and just for you. And I'm joined by my queen, Moruti Miriam Mashego. Moruti, how are you?
Hello, my darling. How are you doing, my queen?
It's always awesome to talk to you, hey?
I know, right? It Yay. Is a pleasure and an honor to be talking to you and our family.
Yeah, it's exciting. Even to hear that God has been awesome to you on Monday as you're traveling to Polokwane.
I tell you. Bon.
We want to hear about this one because some of us have asked ourselves, but does he really protect? I'm just thinking about somebody who just had people in guns in their houses, in their homes.
Yeah.
And yeah. Now they are struggling to trust in God's protection, trusting yeah. in God's faithfulness and presence as well. So I'm just going to allow you to share with us your own experiences and journey with the Lord in this regard.
Amen. Amen. We give God the glory. You know, sometimes we get to a point where we think that I'm just wondering where God is, whether he's with me, whether he sees me. But I just want to encourage somebody to say that even though you don't feel his presence, just yeah. know that he is with you. He is there because of his promises, and his promises are yea and amen. As a children of God, we need to get to a point where we start believing in the promises of God, that whether you feel it or not, you feel him or not, God is not about feelings. It's about trust and faith. And knowing that he is with you, you know, as I was telling you that on Monday afternoon, I set off for Polokwane, you know, for my work trip. Upon arrival at the airport in yeah. Polokwane and claiming my luggage, I made my way to Avis car hire because I've hired a car. We have training of entrepreneurs in Hamuleji in Polokwane. So I made my way to Avis car hire to pick up my rental. And I'm taking this call from Muleji anyway. However, quickly, I hit a snag as I'm just about to retrieve my car. The staff informed me that my travel agent had failed to forward the necessary voucher, which meant that they could not release a car without that voucher. I immediately tried to call my agent, but it was around 20 past 5 in the afternoon. And I could assume that the reason he's not picking up my phone is because he was stuck in the notorious Josie afternoon traffic. You know, frustrated, I then reached out to an emergency. There's an agency's emergency line. But my calls went unanswered. To add to my distress, the Avis assistant in Polokwane dropped a bombshell on me. They would be closing at 6. It's 20 past, I think it's 5:30 now. They would be closing at 6. And if I didn't receive any response soon, they would leave. They would ask me to vacate and leave their offices. You know, panic set in as a pounding headache emerged. You know, I had this pounding headache. I stubbornly insisted that I would not leave until I had the keys to my rented car. Despite having a confirmed reservation, I had a confirmed reservation with me. I faced the reality that the voucher was essential. In my desperation, I called nearly 8 people. I was calling everyone who cares to answer my call, including my supervisor in Gauteng, but no one answered. And to buy time, I then pulled out my laptop and started sending messages to anyone who might respond, to the agent, to my supervisor, to the executive director. Around now, they are panicking. They want me to leave. Around 6:30, I finally received a call from someone at my agent's office asking about this issue. What is wrong, Miriam? What are you doing? Are you stranded? What's happening? It wasn't that I wasn't unwilling to leave the Avis office. I want you to know that. Rather, I felt trapped. Polokwane Airport, my darling, is quite small. I want you to picture that. And after 5 o'clock, it resembles a ghost town. There's no electric, there's no street lights. It's just dead, especially in the car rental area. It's even worse because there's no light at all. It's dimly lit and it's nearly deserted, with only few rental companies operating, still operating, I think 3 offices. I was genuinely afraid to venture outside all by myself, to go out there and wait. I just said to this guy, I'm not leaving your office. You know, fortunately, my issue was resolved around about 7 o'clock. They were so upset. The 2 AV staff members were clearly displeased with my persistence. But then I finally drove out of their premises around 7:10, around about 10 past 7, from the 5:15 that I arrived, relieved but a bit shaken by the experience. And as I was driving out, I immediately was reminded about Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13, which reads, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. See, all your angry enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. You will look in vain for those who try to conquer you. Those who attack you will be gone, for I, the Lord, I will hold you with my right hand eye. I am the Lord, and I say to you, do not be afraid. I am here to help you."
Sure.
You know, so as I'm thinking about this verse, I'm saying, you know, just giving the historical context of Isaiah 41, 10 to 13, it's, you know, Isaiah was a prophet at that time for Israel during the time of great turmoil, including the Babylon, when the Israelites were captured by the Babylonians. And God's people were facing threats from powerful nations and were often afraid and discouraged. Isaiah's prophecy aimed to bring hope and resurrection. And I think at that time, when I was thinking about God saying, "For I hold you by my right hand, I, the Lord your God, I say to you, do not be afraid. I am here to help you." You know, so this is now God speaking to Isaiah and addressing his people directly, urging them not to fear. The repeated assurance of "I am with you" emphasizes his presence and his support in all of us in our lives. This promise is particularly significant because it highlights God's commitment to actively to be involved in our lives. Every one of us, as long as you are a child of God. You know, I was stuck at the airport where I knew nobody. I could sense my anxieties were raising up. I had such a terrible headache and I was panicking. But I had this peace inside of me that I am not going to leave this office. And it's amazing that the two guys, they could not just chuck me out or ask me to vacate their offices. They got trapped with me in there. They kept on looking at their phones and their clocks. And I just kept on like saying, "Guys, I am not leaving until somebody does something." So it reveals God's promises and his divine presence in our lives when he says, "I am with you," you know? So I just want to encourage somebody to say, child of God, God reassures his people that he is with them all the time, providing comfort in times of fear and uncertainty. It reminds me, Sibongile, of the scripture in 2 Chronicles 16:9, which confirms that, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." When we are loyal to him, when we trust in God in everything, he is able to show up in incidents and in places where we don't even think that God will show up. As I stood there, I imagined the worst. It was so scary to even go outside. It was dark, and I said to myself, "I'm not going anywhere." But these guys could have easily asked me to leave their office. They couldn't. For some reason, they felt trapped with me there, because one of them even echoed that, you know, you're holding us hostage. And I'm saying, what do you expect me to do? What do you expect me to do? You know? So I just want to give this testimony, because the Bible says we overcome the devil by the word of our mouth, the testimony, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of our testimony. That this is a testimony that no matter where you can find yourself, God is with us. And his eyes go through and fro, watching throughout the world. Throughout the whole world. I remember when I was in Japan, when he intervened and sent somebody who can hardly speak English, and we used Google Translate to converse, and God was able to just show up. So time and time again, I'm convinced of the fact that God's presence is forever with us. When he says he will send you a comforter, a helper, who will stick closer than a brother, I want us to actually trust in him, that he actually shows up when we least expect him. All that we need to do is call on him in the days of trouble, and he will show up, and he will fight our battles, and he will connect people. He will call everybody to their attention to say, my child needs help, and I want you to intervene.
Yeah. A God who's always right there, a God who protects us. Let's take a break. We're coming back. Let's just take it all in. Ah, Muruti le tshwara batho di hostage, but God faithful. That is King T music. Protect me.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Herbs and Things. Pure herbs, powerful results. Herbs, nature's healers, offering a wealth of benefits for wellness. These little plants are packed with essential nutrients, antioxidants, and bioactive compounds that promote physical, mental, and emotional health. By incorporating herbs into your daily life, you can embrace a natural approach to supporting your overall well-being. Get yours now! herbsandthings.co.za 082-076-2494.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng on Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, you have a Perspective. I see the team getting ready right there to kickstart Perspective with Germany Johan Els at 11 o'clock. 23 minutes it is, just after 10 on Just For You. And I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Miriam Mashekwe, and we are talking about God's protection and how God has been with Pastor Miriam Mashekwe, sharing from her own experience. Ma, it sounds like you were able to capture your emotions at some point. Okay, before you come to that, let me greet Pastor Khomotso Maga. How are you, ma? How are you? And she says, after a long time, my lovely sis Bongile, Calvary greetings to my wonderful host, your visitor, and entire listenership. The Lord is always protecting us. Yeah, injalo, injalo, injalo. The Lord is always protecting us. And faithful all the time. And so, yeah, ma, how are you able to get, because I think more than anything, when we get in any situation and we're asking ourselves, but where is God? Is he with us? Questioning all of that. What gets the most of us is our emotions. How are you able to capture these?
You know, I think, like I was saying earlier on, you know, when our feelings don't matter, because we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith, you know, and like you talk about emotions, I was frustrated at some point, and I even doubted whether I would get out of that situation, whether anybody would call. I mean, I'm in Polokwane, and everybody that I know is in Gauteng. I know nobody here. I just know that I'm going to see the king in Muleti, you know, just trusting in God, because if we have a slight doubt, and I know at that time, Sbongile, that the devil will whisper in your ear that you are alone and there's no one. You know, the worst is going to happen, and you start being anxious. And I said, hence the headache kicked in, because I was panicking at that time. I'm reminded of the when Jesus Christ was with the disciples and he was sleeping underneath, and the storm started ensued, you know, and they started to panic, like they started to panic, forgetting that he is in the boat. So we must always be reminded, and I think that's why we must always be prayerful and know that he is with us and declare his presence in our lives. I mean, when I remember the scripture that I read, Isaiah 41, and verse 10-11 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Mm. I will hold you up with my righteous hand. It says, don't be afraid. Mm. Don't be discouraged. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold. Just imagine how many promises are there. Don't be discouraged. I am your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll hold you up with my hand. It's God saying to all of us, you know, he conveys the message about the uselessness and the vainness of opposing God, of opposing God. Whatever adversary, whatever enemy is throwing at you, God is saying, I'm holding, picture yourself holding Prosper in his hand and saying, we are going forward. We are marching forward. I want to imagine that when we hold our children in our hands, we are assuring them that nothing will come between us. Nothing will hinder us or hinder us. The storms that are coming will actually not defeat you, because I'm the older person and I'm holding you as my child. I will not let you go. You are safe in my hands. Mm. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Mm. I want to assure you, because if God is holding you with his right hand side, can you believe it? And I want you to picture that, because that on its own signifies a personal and intimate relationship with God. It assures us as believers that we are not alone in our struggles, in our storms, even when we go through the wilderness, in the valley of death, he is with us. When we walk through the fire, the fiery furnace, he is with us. When we are thrown into the lion's den, he is with us. When we find ourselves in the battlefield facing our Goliath, he is with us. And we just need to declare and proclaim that I am not afraid, because remember, God did not give us a spirit of fear. So when fear consumes you, all that you need to do is just to declare and speak out and confess the word of God, because there's life and death is in the power of our tongue. Mm. It also depends on what are you saying when you find yourself in the wilderness. What do you say? What do you confess with your mouth when you find yourself in the storm? Do you confess negativity? Do you confess the word of God? Do you declare that God is with me? Or you're being silent? Because some of us, when we are fearful, the devil cripples us. And we amount to muteness, and we can't even speak, we can't even pray, we can't even declare or prophesy. He said to Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? And if you think that these dry bones, prophesy, you know. So when you see the dry bones as a child of God, what do you say? Do you feel discouraged and say, ah, these dry bones, there's no life in it? Or do you declare, prophesy, because the power of life and death is in the is in our tongue. What do you say when you find yourself in the wilderness? What do you say when you find yourself in the middle of the battlefield? What do you say when you find yourself walking in the waters? You know, what are your confessions at that time? Because if you trust in God, you will then declare that God is with me, because God did not give us a spirit of fear. And some of us, most of us, are crippled by our fears. You start having these illusions and thinking, Koryo, I'm going to fail. My God, I might not make it. You know, what if, what if, what if? And those what ifs are the ones that are keeping us stagnant. They're the ones that are causing us to procrastinate in our dreams, in our visions, in dreams that God has given us. I mean, I've been postponing to do my MBA for the longest time because I was scared. What if I fail? What if I don't make it? What if, what if, what if? And those what if will normally half of the time cripple us. But we must know as children of God that God is with us, and he has given us the helper and the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, who is forever with me, with us, whom we can actually call on to him in the days of trouble. When we don't even know what to say, we call on him. He's our helper.
You will correct me. You will correct me. I think sometimes when we are faced with whatever kind of situation, we find ourselves fearful in a way. And I hear, Muruti, I hear you loud and clear. I've heard, I think it's Gloria Copeland saying, we do it fearful. We do it even when we are...
We do it anyway.
We do it anyway.
We do it anyway. And we do it fearful. We do it knowing, God, there's a possibility that I might fail, but I'm going forward anyway. You know? And, you know, I just remember David when he was approaching Goliath. He didn't do it silently. He spoke. And he said, you know, I'm not scared of you. God is with me. I'm paraphrasing here. I'm not fearful of you. You know, I'm going, and I'm not going alone. I'm going with the God Almighty, the Lord who is the creator of heaven and earth, you know. And he started to mock at Goliath and saying, who the hell are you to start now mocking my God, you know. But he then confessed while marching forward, while running towards him and saying, I will defeat you not by my might, but by the Spirit of God, by the power of God, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are not alone, you know. It reminds me when I was last year, I registered for my MBA in 2023. And there was a time, Sibongile, where everybody, I told you yesterday, I was the oldest in class. I was magogo in class. And when they say the oldest, they meant me, you know. And I think everybody knew, I'm battling my, you know, to grasp some of the theories and the principles in my studies. And I remember there was this one module, decision science. And decision science is actually your normal statistics. They call it decision science in level 9 studies. You know, so decision science, I knew I'm not good with finance. And I'm saying, my God, I can't just fail this one module. I'd already put some of the modules in my bag. And I'm saying, God, there's no way I can fail decision science. And it, you know, at VET, you sit down and you write. You don't just write online. You go to class and you write. And because most people knew that maybe I wasn't clever enough or intelligent enough. And during that statistics, when we were writing, I walked in that class. I was declaring, I prayed, I studied. I actually studied, but I prayed and I said, God, I know you've given me the helper. And I'm going to that class to write that module with the helper on my side. I'm not going there alone. And when I sat in that classroom, I said, helper, please help me now. We are writing. You and I are writing. I might not know anything, but you know everything. Please write on my behalf. You know, we started writing, and I see people writing, and after 3 hours, people were leaving. I think I was the last one to leave, but I left. I think after a month, when the results came out, this friend of mine called me, and she said, Miriam, people got their marks. And we were just talking, but I wonder, oh, Miriam, how much did she get? Because the brightest and intelligent girl in the class, she failed this module.
Yeah.
And if she failed, everybody's so fearful that, oh, I wonder, oh, Miriam, how did she fail? Yes. I was not even aware that the marks were out at that time. I said to her, you know what, let me check later on. She said, no, I'm going to hold on. Just, you know, log into Ulwazi and just check how much did you get, because I promised everyone that I was going to come back to them. I logged in and I said, God, you know what, I was shocked myself because I got 68%.
Wow.
Like, I said to her, Mom, I got it. She said, you are lying. I'm like, I don't know. She said, Miriam, how? I'm like, I don't know. But I said to her, but you must remember, I'm not alone. I'm with the helper.
The Lord Holy Spirit. Everything. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is with me. So we must implement this word. We must declare the word of God. Do not allow Satan to silence you. We do it afraid. We do it afraid, Spongile. Knowing that we are not alone. Knowing that we are not going to the battlefield alone. And I'm proud to say that I have put my MBA in the bag. I've got it. I cannot give credit, but I cannot take the credit.
But it's God who helped. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even know how I fed, how I journeyed. I know that God was with me. I'm not that intelligent, but I know that God is intelligent.
And I think he deserves all of this.
He deserves the glory, my darling.
Sometimes we are like the disciples who went to our Lord Jesus Christ and say, do you even care that we are dying?
That's the thing. And he cares. You know, I like what David is saying in Psalm 23:4, and it says, even though I walk through the dark valley, I will not be afraid. The question is, are you afraid, Spongile? Are you afraid to venture into your visions and your dreams? Are you afraid to go out there? Are you afraid to step out in faith that God is with you? David said, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Do you believe that his rod protects and comforts you? Because the reason you are not facing your challenges, the reason you are not reaching out, the reason you are not breaking out of your comfort zone is because you are afraid. It means you are crippled by the devil. It means you believe the devil more than you believe God. And I'm challenging you now. Stand up, pick up your mat, and go. You know, the man sat by the wayside for 38 years because he's got excuses. No one is coming to help me. What is your excuse? He sat there for 38 years, spongile there. And his only excuse was that no one is coming to help me. Listen, nobody is coming to rescue you. You must stand up, pick up your mat, and go. Walk in the name of Jesus. Knowing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Declare it every morning and say, I'm the head and not the tail. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm living in power. I'm living in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. I'm a child of the Most High God. Declare it and believe it.
Sure. Malcolm Fretz gives us Psalms 91 from verses 1 to 2. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And he says, good morning. All God bless. Thank you, Malcolm Fretz. Just reminding us that he is our refuge. He is our fortress.
That's it.
Our God in whom we should trust. Regardless, we should just trust the Lord. And King Stone Wayne also saying good morning to us. Thank you, King Stone Wayne. Savannah Christine Desa, hello to you as well. She just has her hands up there, you know, just thanking God. And so thank you so much, Savannah. And thank you for family members who are tuned in wherever you are. So his protection is with us. His presence is with us. And I think this is something. But let's take a break, the last break. When we come back, Moruti, share with us on how we should not always forget or how we should always have this in front of us, in us, that he is with us. Because that's where like I said, the disciples say, do you even care? Because they were looking at the winds. They were looking at the ship going under because it was swayed to and fro by the waters. And Jesus was with them there. And he had performed miracles before. You and I, he has performed miracles. We didn't see his, like him physical, like, you know, we couldn't touch him, but we've seen some miracles in our lives, things that he has done. But when we get to some of these Goliaths, when we get to some of these ships where we have to cross the sea, that's where we get stuck. Okay, let's take a break and then share with us, Moruti, how do we keep his word in us, always reminding ourselves his word. Regardless, because hey, when we are you are in that situation, I can just imagine you in that office saying, "I'm not going anywhere." But
yeah, and just saying, unfortunately, I'm not leaving. I'm standing there until somebody unbinds.
Let's take a break. Let's come back. Stronger by Pascal Yav.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalaka jwa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ibile re na le batheletsi ba potego ba go feta dikete tse magolo a mane. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tsa go fapana fapana tse di tla thusang go kwalaka jwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetsa SANNET go lefela tepedi 3 3 4 tepedi 5 4, goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšule advertise ka SMS go 3 7 8 7 1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
You're on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Pascal Yav. Did you hear that song, Murut? Did you hear that song? Pascal Yav is singing about what we're talking about. That God is with us, never leaving our side, and he's always there. And I love it when she says, at the end of it all, we will come out stronger. We will come out stronger. Yes. So faced with whatever, yes, you're coming out stronger, your faith catapulted to a higher level. So, Moruti, time is so flying. Time really flies.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but okay. So how do we keep the word in us with every situation, with every circumstance? I've experienced that most of the times we get scared first before we realize before we remember the word. Hey, we get scared first, we get shaken, and then we're like, the word. I also ask myself, why is it like that? Why don't we run to the word first and then shake after? Or not even shake?
Yeah, I hear you. Because we forget that we are soldiers of the Most High God, and that life is a battle every day. But you read a scripture earlier on, Psalm 91, I love it, 1 and 2. It says, those who live in the secret place, you must live, you must dwell. You must dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You must live there. You must live there. I want to emphasize it 3 times. You must live there. It says, those who live in the secret place of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare. Why am I declaring? I'm declaring about the Lord that He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I'm trusting Him. Why am I declaring it? Because I live there. Mm. So every morning you must embrace God's presence. I mean, the scripture that I read, Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13, says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Mm. So begin each day with a prayer, acknowledging God's presence in your life.
Okay.
Remind yourself that he is always by your side, guiding you and supporting you, that you are never alone. Do it in the morning. Connect in the morning before leaving your house. Connect in the morning before you leave in your house. Don't go to the battlefield unarmed. Put in the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes for the preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, you know, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Fight your battles with the word. Prepare yourself when you go to the battlefield. That's number one. Number two, find strength in his word. He said, I will strengthen you and help you. Read and meditate on scripture daily.
Okay.
Daily, Spongile. Not weekly. Not every Sunday. No, daily. You know, choose verses that resonate with your situation. Write them down. Reflect on how they apply in your life, depending on your situation. Do you need healing? That's why he says to Moses, I am who I am. What do you want at that time? What do you want right now? Because I can be your provider. I can be your healer. I can be your advocate. I can be your helper. I can be your restorer. I can be, you know, I can be anything or whoever you want me to be. And that's why he says, I am who I say I am. Because he's everything. He's sovereign. He is whoever you want him to be at that time. When I needed a protector, he came out as a protector. He came out. I ran to him. He was my refuge at that time. He's my place of safety. I ran to him and he showed up to protect me, to ensure that he speaks on my behalf, to ensure that he gives comfort to these guys, the two guys, not to vacate me in their office. They could easily have said to me, "Hi, I'll get out of this office. We are actually locking up." But they could not. They were paralyzed with my presence. It means I was not alone. Why did the lions not consume Daniel? It's because God shut their mouth at that time. So at that time, God silenced them. They could not speak. They could not chuck me out of the office. They just looked at me like they're crippled. They could not do anything. They just sat there with me like, okay, I'll keep on phoning them, but you're actually holding us hostage. So use the word of God. Use the word of God all the time, depending on your situation. You know, he says also, do not be discouraged, for I am with you. So I want to say, when we facing challenges, remind yourself or ourselves of God's promises. What did he promise? Surround yourself with uplifting Christian community or resources that encourage hope and perseverance. When I was on inside the flight, I had my headphones on, and I was listening to a sermon, you know. So I was obviously preparing myself for where I'm going, because I didn't know where I was going. So read scripture, listen to Christian music and scriptures. You know, be in his presence. Live in the presence of the Most High God, especially when your future is uncertain. You know, recognize God's protection, because he says, I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Keep a journal of times when you felt God's protection and guidance. A gratitude list. Even thank God for what he's done in your life. Or do we forget? Because I've realized that Christians actually have a tendency of forgetting. We have amnesia. You know, I have to remind you, Kora, I was going to think to remember the other day God came through for you. And you're like, oh yes, like we forget. Keep a note, a journal. You know, this will help you to recall his faithfulness during tough times. What has God done to you? I always tell people of my testimonies, because I don't want to forget, you know. Release your fears. He says, don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Identify your fears and write them down. Pray over them, asking God to take them from you, and trust that he is in control. And stay committed in prayer. He says, I will help you. So establish a consistency prayer routine. When do you pray? Do you pray in the morning? Do you pray during the day? Or you don't pray? You only pray when you you're faced up with challenges. You know,
on Sunday.
Talk to God about your concerns. Talk to God about your concerns, you know, decisions and gratitude, you know. You know, listening in prayer is equally important. So listen, be open to his guidance. Sometimes when you are in his presence, just listen and say, God, speak to me. He's your father. He walks close. He speaks closer than a brother. He is forever with you. I remember when I was unemployed, I would sit at home. Instead of watching TV, I would just take a chair and put it in front of me and said, God, you are here. Let's talk. When am I getting out of this situation? You know, act like you are crazy. You know, there's a scripture that comes to mind now, that the kingdom of God suffers violence. and the violent take it by force. Be that one violent Christian, the rebellious Christian, where you act like you are a lunatic, but you're trusting that God is with you. You know, act crazy sometimes. I mean, David, at some point when he was running after, you know, when running from Saul, he acted like he was crazy. But he trusted in God, and God protected him.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we should, and also be there, you know, recite scriptures, Bongile, so that scripture can work with you. Eat the scroll, dwell in his presence, live in the presence of the Most High God.
Yeah.
And declare who he is in your life. Don't just be silent.
Sure. Muruti, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. Thank you for empowering us. Thank you for reminding us of who we are. Thank you for also reminding us to keep the word in us as well. God is like really faithful. I'm just thinking of somebody who is just about on the brink of doubting, or maybe they've already started doubting God, and they are asking questions. Marike says, can I take this lady home? She's full of wisdom. She's full of wisdom. Yeah, please take her home. Take her home with you. what an awesome God. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I'm going to allow you to just take us through prayer. We have a minute for that. Just for somebody whose trust in the Lord has been shaken one way or another, whose hope in the Lord has been shaken in one way or another. And family, I'm signing out. You won't hear my voice again. Next voice that you will hear, it will be that one from Germany, Johannes Pelzer. Yeah, I see it's written Johannes Pelzer, Jani Pelzer. He'll be coming through with perspective. Love you too much. Muruti, and we say what
I
to
love
the
you
Lord?
Too much,
what do we say to the Lord in prayer?
Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, acknowledging your presence in our lives. Thank you for the promises in Isaiah 41, 10 to 13, reminding us that we need not be afraid because you are with us. Lord, help us to fully embrace this truth. In moments of doubt and uncertainty, may we find our strength in you. We ask that you strengthen our faith, Lord. When we face challenges that seems insurmountable, remind us that you are God and that you are always ready to help us. Teach us, Lord, to lean not in our own understanding, but to rather trust in you. Help us to trust that you are working all things together for our good, even when we cannot see the way forward, my Father. As we come before you, we lift our fears to you, my Father. We acknowledge that fear can sometimes grip our hearts and our minds, causing us to feel discouraged. Help us to release these fears into your capable hands. Remind us that you hold us with your righteous hand, lifting us above our circumstances. Let us feel your comforting embrace, my Father, assuring us that we are never alone. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are struggling to trust in your promises. May they find solace in your word and be reminded that anyone who opposes them will ultimately come to nothing. Let them, my Father, know that you are their protector and defender. Surround them with the supportive community that encourages their faith and helps them to see your goodness. Lord, teach us to actively seek your guidance each day as we read and meditate on your scriptures, my Father. Open our hearts to receive your wisdom. Help us to remember that when we call on to you, my Father, you are there to help us. May we cultivate a spirit of prayer, constantly communicating with you and seeking your will. We also pray for those who feel isolated in their struggle. My Father, may they experience your presence in profound ways, knowing that you are holding their right hand and guiding them through every trial and storm, my Father. Let them be reminded of your unwavering love and faithfulness, my Father. As we grow in our trust, help us to encourage one another. May we share our testimonies for your goodness and faithfulness, uplifting our fellow believers, brothers and sisters, and strengthening the body of Christ. Let our lives reflect the peace and confidence that comes from trusting in you, my Father. Father. Lastly, Lord, we thank you for the assurance that you are always with us, our protector, our guide, our provider. Help us to walk boldly in faith, knowing that you are our God and that you are here to help us. May we find joy and hope in our daily walk, fully trusting in your plans for our lives. We ask all of this, my Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.